In the name of the one true and living God. Amen. Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." Today's scripture passages seem a bit more challenging given the lenses from which we see out into the world today. As I pondered over them this week, I wondered how seriously we Christians, including myself, could or would take them given our current state of affairs. We read in the first lesson that Abraham showed such obedience to God that he was willing to offer up his son. While today, there are parents, mothers aching to hold their murdered sons close to their bosoms once more. In Romans, the Apostle Paul exhorts the early Christians and us by extension to present ourselves, all of us, to God as instruments of righteousness. And yet today, many in our society question the motives of our elected officials and those who are supposed to look out for our good. And though the words of Jesus are few, what he is saying, what he is mandating, holds a ton of weight and responsibility given the racial disparities found on many levels. Now, maybe I have viewed way too many press conferences and way too many videos of brown and black folks being detained and subjected to hateful words and actions by those in uniform and even those crazed folks who act out in the presence of people in grocery stores and in parks and parking lots and neighborhoods. If anything, the first few words of the psalmist this morning, "How long, O Lord," seem to resonate more with my soul and perhaps yours, and the tone and the cry of many in our nation who may find themselves having feelings of despair and hopelessness. Now, don't get me wrong. Like you, I do have my moments of sadness, of yearning for change, for us human beings to get it together, for more bravery, more faith, more hope. But still, I can cry out, "How long, O Lord?" Not long, because I know my God is an on-time God. How long? Not long, because I know that I know that I know that there is a balm in Gilead. How long, O Lord, how long? Not long, because I know that God is always about creating something new. How long? Not long, because our God is opening the eyes and ears and hearts of so many, so that a change, a difference, can come into this old world. Even in our sinfulness, God's love holds us fast. We may wake each morning wondering what God might do, and still there is a rallying cry deep within that speaks at least to my soul, and it says, order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps. Order our steps in your word. So that if the world seems to continue to reek with the stench of racism and classism and chaos, and with blatant unwelcome for God's children, and I'm talking all God's children, then Lord, fix my heart so that I can be and do what you, God, ask of me, so that I might not continually look on the outside for someone else to come to the rescue or fix the problems of the world, but that we can be that welcoming person, the change that mirrors our Creator God. Before COVID-19 put a halt to in-person gatherings, many a church and congregation like ours saw ourselves as welcoming communities, places to be, especially on Sunday mornings. We have our ushers and a greeter or two, and if a place was blessed, there would always be that one person who always went out of their way to greet someone new who came through the door. For some of us, the sign of peace would go on way too long. Others could not wait to go to coffee hour to share the latest news or the latest gossip. Yeah, that's truth. And if you are like me, we miss those hugs, the handshakes, the pats on our backs, the peck on our cheeks. We miss those acts of hospitality and love with the people we know. And yet, even at a distance, we are not dismissed from our call to be persons of welcome and hospitality, not only to those who are familiar to us, but also to the strangers we encounter. We see this all throughout Scripture. Abraham and Sarah, for instance, were a childless couple who entertained three angels unaware. And they were blessed with not only a son, but with the promise of many descendants. And Paul told the Hebrews that you never know when you might be entertaining the angels. In today's gospel, Jesus makes it clear that there is a mystical and divine connection between him and us and with God. Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." And so it is clear that when we welcome a stranger, a sister or brother, we welcome him. Later on in Matthew's gospel, where Jesus speaks of the final judgment, he makes it clear that when we feed someone who is hungry, we are actually feeding him. When we give water to someone who is thirsty, we are giving that water to him. When we give someone something to wear, we are clothing him. When we visit someone in prison, we are visiting him. When we welcome the stranger, we are actually welcoming him. Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Even today, some 2,000 years later, Jesus is saying to the world that we are to follow his lead, to model his examples of welcome and hospitality. How will others know that we follow Jesus? How will others know that we are Christians? By our love. We are to be bearers of welcome and of hospitality, not only to those who we love, those we know, but also to the stranger, even to those who seem unlovable. No exceptions. We are to model and mirror what Jesus did as he walked upon this earth. Because you see, in Jesus' eyes, there was no one unworthy of his compassion and his love. There are no second-class citizens in the kingdom of God. I might sound like a broken record, but everyone is precious in God's sight. Rich and poor, black, brown, yellow, white, blue, those marginalized, the outcast, the refugee, the immigrant, everyone. For a part of the divine is imbued within each person. And this is not always easy. Lord knows it's not easy. In fact, sometimes it seems impossible, but we must try. We must try to reflect the love of God, even when there are those who do not or cannot love us back. It isn't always easy to welcome someone or even love them. But this is what Jesus asks today of everyone who follows him. We won't be perfect, not by a long shot, but not even his first disciples were perfect. But guess what? We can try. We can try again and again and again and again. Jesus said, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. May God, our God, continue to order our steps so that we, you and I, are able to recognize the Christ within one another and in others. And so that we can embrace everyone and anyone we encounter along our Christian journey. How long? Not long. Soon, and very soon, we will see the arc bend toward justice and love and God's kingdom in our midst. Amen.